This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friends, but I swear when nobody's around, I keep my head around your neck. We connect, are you feeling it now? 'Cause I am, I got so hotter than that. I swear to God, from my feet and lift the ground. Feels better than this.
Hits on 106.5 The End at 6:40 on the wake-up call. Showers off and on all day, high of 64. The Festival of Dreams coming up pretty soon, presented by California Family Fitness. It's all day on Saturday, June 8th at the grounds in Roseville. The Tea Party Magic Passes are officially sold out, but tickets are only $12. Plus, you can skip to the front of the line when you bring a stuffed bear or animal for the Placer County Sheriff to keep in their cars for kids in traumatic situations. If you want more on how to get tickets for the Festival of Dreams, you can go to thefestivalofdreams.com or text DREAMS to 73389.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Bebe Rexha was clapping back all weekend long. She was at the Hangout Music Festival in Alabama, and she posted some pictures up on her social, and someone commented, quote, "Okay, don't mean to disrespect, but ain't too thick?" And someone else said, "I mean, I never saw her like that before. She's from the song with the two other country dudes," which is this song meant to be. And she responded with, "I gained weight. Get over it."
Good for her.
And she even, remember back when the Grammys were happening, some of the designers refused to dress her because her size?
Right.
And then yesterday she posted a bikini pic to show, quote, what a real woman looks like. You can text the word body to 73389 if you want to see a picture of it. And she, it's a picture of her in a bikini from San Juan, Puerto Rico. And she said, quote, "I probably should have photoshopped my stomach, made it look flat. Probably should have photoshopped my legs to make them look thinner. I probably should have made myself look taller and smoothed my legs. But I didn't. Society can really F with you. Here is what a real woman looks like on Instagram without Photoshop." I mean, she looks great.
Of course she does. She looks fantastic. So
there you go. It's funny. Just in like 2 seconds, we just summed up what the internet has done. Like, she posts that, the internet claps, all these ladies clap and are calling her brave, and then at the same time, Rain's like, but she looks great.
Well, but I mean,
so like if you look great and then you do something like this, I mean, is that what we're slow clapping that?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't like when women do stuff like this. I don't like to use the word brave. What they are doing is setting themselves up for criticism and saying, I don't care. But this whole thing started with someone telling her she was too thick when she had clothes on.
Right.
Let alone when she was just wearing a bikini.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoever the guy was that said she was too thick, obviously that guy is an a-hole.
Okay, but that happens on the internet constantly. Constantly.
Okay, but... it's like there's two polar opposites here. Like there's no existing in the middle. I'll bet in the bubble that BB Rexha travels in, okay? I'll bet that she probably does think that she is very brave for walking around in a bikini and posting a picture of her unphotoshopped in a bikini. But for like normal people, I mean, she's like, I mean, if you saw BB Rexha walking around, you'd think that person was like a knockout.
You can text the word body to 73389 if you want to see the bikini picture of BB Rexha to see what she looks like. Last summer, I saw her perform, and I got to meet her before, and I didn't realize that she is not the stereotypical super skinny mini that you would think that a pop star is.
Right.
And so when I saw her, I was like, wow, like you are. I mean, she's already stunning.
Right.
But I think that was just one of those... I had no idea, because obviously you hear her in a song, you obviously can't see her, and I hadn't seen her in any music videos, but then you see her perform on stage, she can command a stage, she had the audience, I don't think it really matters. I mean, obviously people are going to have their opinions on the internet, but she, you know, if you text body to 73389, you're going to see how stunning she really is.
Well, and going back to what Gavin...
That's kind of my point.
Okay,
she's stunning.
Going back to what Gavin said about... You know, if she was just a normal person, then her body's banging.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a normal person. She's a celebrity.
Correct.
And standing next to what a lot of other pop singers look like, she is a bigger girl.
Correct.
And on top of that, now she's gained weight. And because she's not a normal person, she has millions of people... criticizing the way that she looks, and she has, and I'm not going to use the word brave again, she has the confidence to be like, I don't care. Can you even wrap your brain around how hard it would be if every time you turn around, like you pride yourself in being funny, right?
Okay.
Do you not?
I mean, I think I am. I don't know if I pride myself in.
Okay, what is something you pride yourself in?
I don't know.
Let's say being
great
good,
at Legos.
Being a good father, okay? Great at Legos, whatever. If it was something that... And every time you got on the internet, somebody told you how terrible you were at it.
Right.
That she's still a human being, and that still affects a human being. Just because she's a celebrity doesn't make her immune to that.
I see that side of it. I really honestly do see that side of it. But what I don't like, imagine if you're somebody, I can't even think of an example. But like imagine if you're somebody though that is a knockout and then posts a picture. Like it almost seems like a humble brag. Maybe that's where I'm coming from. It seems like somebody who knows they look good post a picture of them looking really good and being like, didn't Photoshop this at all. Maybe I should have, but this is me. Just accept it. It's like, you look great in this photo.
But this is coming right after she was beat up for her size.
By one person. By that guy.
I mean, it wasn't one person.
But whatever it is, I mean, the ratio of people who probably trash her looks to the ratio of people who say she looks beautiful, I'm sure that the people who say she looks beautiful way, way, way outnumber the people who say she looks terrible. I'm sure of it.
And maybe that's so, but you have to stop looking at her as a normal person.
She probably has
managers and stylists and people telling her that she needs to lose weight.
Not at this point in her career. That probably all happened when she was trying to make it.
I don't know.
She's made it.
She's not huge.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay, that is not what I... Don't do that to me.
106.5 The End.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't want to be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.